Welcome to Be Dribbling Over. I'm your host, Nathan, and I just want to say this is a crazy time for basketball. It really is. It's the time that we thought would not happen ever since the beginning of the WNBA, but we have come to the point that it might be that guys, and hopefully at some point ladies themselves will actually want to watch, I prefer to watch the WNBA over watching the NBA. Why? At least for the WNBA, there's some sense of some defense in some ways. Unlike the NBA, that just feels like a three-point shootout. But also, of course, everybody knows the other reason, as people have known as the Caitlin Clark effect. Now, the question is, with the WNBA, they have the opportunity to have something similar to everybody makes a comparison to during the 1980 NBA draft, when they ended up getting both Irvin Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. But they also have to keep something in mind as well. Number one, the WNBA could be responsible of the destruction of being able with their success. And what I mean by that is the potential of some pity bitterness. They keep on saying that, you know, we all know how lousy they get paid. And most of the time, a lot of these WNBA players have to go overseas in order to be able to make that money as well. But, with that being said, the basketball bitterness, could it end up leading and harming the potential of, in a bizarre way, the WNBA potentially being better than the NBA? Now, of course, everybody knows that the WNBA is a subsidized league from the NBA. But could we be saying for the first time ever, and it's not just because of Caitlin Clark, but there's a lot of potential players that are coming into the WNBA. We got Caitlin Clark, we got Angel Reese, we even got Brink from Stanford as well. And also, maybe in the future, even Paige Beckers, Juju Watkins from USC, and maybe even Cardoso. How could we forget about Cardoso from South Carolina? And even Raven Johnson. Raven Johnson, the way that she played against Caitlin Clark, kind of showed a lot of potential. And maybe she could end up. And it kind of, in a way, reminded me of, I'm not going to say exactly a Michael Jordan, but some semblance in some ways of could be potentially could lead to being kind of a Michael Jordan for the WNBA that they've all been looking for. The face that the WNBA, I don't know why they would have a problem with Caitlin Clark being the face, but if they do need the face that they actually want, there's definitely a lot of potential with both Raven Johnson and Juju Watkins. But with that being said, though, the WNBA, what could lead of the fall of the WNBA? Well, the WNBA itself. But we shall see. It should be interesting. Also, with the Indiana Fever, everyone's thinking, oh, they got to pick Caitlin Clark, of course. But you never know with these drafts. And by the way, this might be the first time that people might actually watch the WNBA draft. Sorry. But just to be honest. But with that being said, Is there anyone else besides Caitlin Clark that would be a better fit for the Indiana Fever? All I have to say, we shall see. And this might be the closest in a long time that an Iowa Hawkeye will potentially have a chance of being the number one pick since, being a top five pick in a draft since, well, remember the days of when Iowa had a great offensive lineman. But hopefully, Caitlin Clark has a better career compared to Robert Gowrie. But with that being said, if I were any of these WNBA players, I would be kind of worried. Why? Because remember, she hasn't won a championship yet. And she'll be practicing extra hard. And she'll do a lot more workouts. She can get the records, but she really wants that championship. And she came close twice. And a hunger of being a champion can sometimes overcome even the best of talents. So I'm looking forward to this coming up WNBA season. And we shall see of how they do marketing-wise. And one more thing to add. Notice with men's college basketball, notice that they have the one-and-done deal. They go into the NBA draft. But the interesting part with college women's basketball is that they have to stay all 4 years. And let's be honest, even if they were allowed to go 1 year and then immediately go into the WNBA. Let's be honest, they would probably stick around for all the 4 years because of the NIL deals in comparison of how much they make at the WNBA. Let's be honest. But with Caitlin, what I call the Caitlin Clark effect, could that lead to, for the first time ever, probably in its history, the WNBA actually not lose money after the end of the year? We shall see, my friends. As I'm Nathan saying for B Dribbling Over, telling all of you to B Dribbling Over till next time.